Last week on Shadow Hustle, the crew was about to go into a bar after they just got in a fight with two street gangs. They made a few connections and went on their way. Gibson Vint has cram. What will happen? Sugar Rio's getting into the bar and two guests are there eating chicken fried steak and one's drinking water. What'll happen this week? Will hilarity ensue? Will there be unexpected casualties? Listen and find out. Hustle on.
Off the other with my cram.
Stay busy.
Okay, I'm probably looking up sweet tentacle porn. Getting off.
Spank it.
Just clean up after yourself.
All right. I'm going to use your driving gloves. Okay, so I'm abandoned out in the car.
So you guys get...
Terrible. Not going to help us out.
All right.
I am a loose cannon.
So final... Alright, so the car, you guys pull up across the street
back in time.
From the Magician's
Feast.
Song
descended.
Mm-hmm. What time is it? It's like fucking 1 in the morning, right?
It's around about 12:35.
Are they serving dinner anymore, boys?
It's approximately 12:32.
Yeah. Alright. Sorry, guys, the restaurant's closed. Dicks.
No, it's Saturday night.
About 15. Can you buy vehicles before?
Is he there drinking by himself? Because it's going to be easy then.
Well, Larry and Silverhawk are there eating.
Right.
This is a small place.
Cozy, so I might say.
Travel up to 40 miles per hour.
The reason it's called the Magician's Feast, it's owned by a mage. He's a former corporate mage.
Is that a red carpet?
I'm not going to tell you which corporation yet.
We didn't ask.
We don't know.
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know anything.
I'm just out here with my cram.
I'm just here to drink at this bar. It's a good drink.
Rusty Nail.
So your car's here. Magician's Feast is a small place. It's not real big. So you guys haven't...
Seats like 30? 40?
What's their average?
It seems like maybe 20.
No, it's really quaint.
Your size, you're gonna
it's small.
So am I setting up reservations for just one person, you?
Two people at the table.
Okay.
I'm going to the bar.
You're going... Oh, yeah, okay.
You two are going.
And I'm rigging it out by the car.
I think that's going to come into play.
Oh, that would be nice. Oh, yeah, what's the average cost of an app here?
An app? 9 Union.
Well, solid. What do they serve? Like
topless?
Toasted halves? Or?
They've got a, like, they serve some kind of like pita chips with a corn salsa.
That's free though. That sounds like that.
Yeah,
free.
It's a free that's your standard Magician's Feast. They do a lot of good fish dishes, like a real good salmon, like kind of
smoked or like.
No, it's pan roasted real quick.
Okay.
Bears in the back.
They do a little.
Do they call
little tarragon butter on top of it?
He loves tarragon. Right.
And that comes with like smashed yams. It really goes well with it.
A lot of color on the plate.
Are there any? Is there any bees made in this? Because I have allergies to bees.
Dude, you're allergic to honey. They saute bees, and
they have their fingers
like popcorn.
That's a nice. Crunch. I want to walk into the.
It's their bar snacks.
And it is Seattle.
It's one of those weird vegan
order
restaurants where they
serve
like
double
chocolate-covered
rusty food. Nail, and a plate full of their delicious yams.
You're such a good
person. Order some yucca fries.
All right, so you guys pull out. You guys pull in here.
Wait, where's the bar? Do they have a bar?
Sugar Sam's actually gonna buy my meal because he's such a baller.
In the back corner.
What the kind of?
This place is small, and I'm a shitty drawer. I have the.
What kind of restaurant puts their bar in the back of it?
That's a good point.
No, I'm just kidding.
I Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, Hessler's does too.
Well, no, there's two entrances.
True.
I'm sorry.
Okay, which one did like a bar entrance?
Oh, we're on. Okay.
Your car.
Did you park in the lot next to it?
Sam's or Sugarito's driving, so he's street parking.
Parallel park like a fucking boss.
Is he wearing driving gloves?
I bet you still got to turn the music down when you parallel park, though.
I'm driving with my head.
All
right. I'm not even touching the fucking thing.
Oh, I thought you just didn't have arms.
I'm pretty sure he's cars down. Parallel park themselves at this time.
Yeah.
The rich get richer and the poor get poorer, bro.
He's rich.
Sorta. Not as rich as I.
Me?
No. Yeah, but you're addicted to crank.
No, cram.
Cram.
Just like flushing his trust fund down right, the wall.
Just makes me right.
Just sorry. Snorting your trust fund away.
Yeah, dude, like a boss. Plenty of time to make money. Once I solve the algorithm.
That's like the kitchen.
Guy I play cards with all the time. Just played with him
this
Saturday.
Is the kitchen and
won
stuff
the,
back
World
here.
Series of Poker oh, okay. Circuit
you
in
guys
St.
Parked
Louis.
Here.
Won the main event.
This is a restaurant.
So for that, he won $136,000.
There's an entrance here.
He gets to go to the World Series of Poker main event, and they start with the chip.
Okay.
So you're parked, in, but you're parked back and if the, on the if side the of the restaurant. Today, the streets are all...
So if the entrance to the building is facing
going
south...
The World Series of Poker with
yeah, this is south. This is the main here. Entrance. This by is their sidebar
like
entrance.
So I feel like they should have the entrance on the other side, the bar and the entrance.
So, okay. So for the fans and the listeners here, the basically we're parked on the west side of the restaurant, or yeah. So and then the south side of the restaurant has an entrance, and the east side of the restaurant has a side entrance. And then the kitchen is behind that on the north side. There's a big parking lot to the west side of the restaurant. We haven't actually decided where we're going to park. Sugarito, that's up to you. And there's a street basically to the west on the side of the parking lot, one to the north of the restaurant, and basically all the way around the restaurant.
We're on First and Elm.
So you can park on the street or you can choose park in this parking lot.
Do we get valet?
Actually, I would recommend parallel parking to the east of the restaurant so I can walk in.
When did you start taking advice from this fucking or control?
Wait, why, man?
Because there's entrances on that side and on the south side.
Would he know that?
He could see it when he's driving around.
You guys are driving around. I'm assuming you guys didn't just pull up and just run out of car with your guns drawn.
Yeah, we're probably driving around the restaurant.
And kick the front doors of the restaurant.
Yeah, but he's, you know, calling on the spot to make a move.
Well, that's fine because you guys got to talk this out.
Well, I'm describing it. You can't see it, too.
Well, I understand that, but...
So basically the way that it's set up, there's an entrance on the east and the south side and the parking lot's on the west side. So to get to the entrances, we have to walk like around the building a little bit.
Yeah, let's park closest to the door.
So do you want to park closer to the main entrance on the south side or the side entrance on the east side?
I thought you guys were storming in, man. You leave me out here.
No,
we made reservations.
Oh. Yeah, the front door, right?
I would think.
We can still go in through the main door.
Here's the thing: the people going to the bar should probably go on the other side, walk around the building, and then the people staying at the table should walk in the front.
I'll walk in the side entrance.
The most important question is where was my table that was solitary until this blelf came up.
You guys are at.
I thought we were at the bar.
I'll stay out here and watch the cram. I mean the car.
You just sat down.
Okay. Yeah, it was really creepy. And I was like, "What's up, man?"
Sat down and ordered a chicken fried steak.
Silverhawk is at this.
I'm very curious.
He's a historian of Indians. Bro.
Larry O'Neill's right here.
Like an interesting fella.
Larry O'Neill. Where's Larry O'Neill?
Water.
Larry O'Neill and Silverhawk are at this table just conversing.
Guys, I'll sit out here with the car. Watch the cram.
What?
Car.
Yeah, that's fine.
That car.
So you guys know where you're at. Just show me where you guys are parking the car.
I think I want to be a wannabe reporter. That's what I should.
Matt, you pick. I can't see the picture. So
no, I got it. We're on the east side of the restaurant, like kind of
on the street, or
closer to the street, closer to like the corner of the restaurant ish. So, like, I can walk to the side entrance to go to the bar, and you guys can walk to the main entrance.
Sugarillo, you want me to come in with you or sit out of the car?
No, sit out in the cram.
And in Josh,
the cram? Okay.
Josh, where are you parking?
I'll watch
or
you
Ikeon,
too.
Where are you parking?
Right behind
your,
you guys.
Like,
leave it running.
Right behind you guys. All right. Keep it running? Okay. All right, you're on the shadow street, running. No cars behind you? Did you have to parallel park?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
You did have to parallel park. Didn't
did he
you?
Have to parallel park, or was it
or
an empty
someone
street?
Was joking
right?
about
is it an empty
that?
Street?
Yeah, it's pretty empty. I mean,
that park right behind us. Can we pull out quickly?
Yeah. It's...
He made a strategical parking decision.
No, you guys did good. Good job.
Or can I rehash my decision making?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, Akeon,
okay,
where are you parking a bike?
Is this the street right here?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's streets on all sides. This is the parking lot, and this is
kind of
like...
Is there any exits out back this way?
You don't know.
From the restaurant?
Yeah.
No, that's an alley. Actually,
okay.
This is fence right here.
Okay.
And this is the alley behind
the
kitchen.
This is
the
street door right here.
There's a dumpster here.
I'm going to park the motorcycle.
So on the north side of
the
restaurant, and in the back of the kitchen, there's a dumpster.
Near there.
In and out.
Is there a fence separating the kitchen from the kitchen exit from the rest of the restaurant?
And then I just walk to them because it's obviously just like meters away.
Is there a kitchen exit? Is there one going? There's a fence going all the way across the street.
No, it just goes.
Your bike running too?
Just goes across the back of this little alley.
Okay.
Threw my sub-vocal mic.
This is kind of like a nicer part of town.
No, you can't start it.
Okay, so like a nice like wooden fence.
This is a small little bistro.
I'm gonna keep Josh Ikeon's bike running also.
Ikeon, you're keeping your bike
running. Yeah, I think it'd be smart to keep it running because we don't even know how these bikes work, so I don't want to turn it off if it doesn't work.
So you guys are there.
Because we stole it.
You guys are sitting out there looking at the restaurant. You guys can hack. I'm just giving suggestions. You guys can try and deck into stuff.
I'm gonna deck into the jukebox and see if I can listen through it. It's a microphone.
There's no jukebox in there.
How about the intercom system for the waiter?
You can jukebox in there.
Can I hear in there anyway?
Are you okay?
Do a whole matrix.
Is the restaurant packed, or can we walk in and just sit down?
Can't you do a check to see?
Yeah, you guys can walk in.
Is there a table for two? I want to check to see if I can get access to the security system.
Okay.
The cameras.
What's your hacking and all that?
It's baller as shit, dude.
Yeah,
I'm a code slinger.
That's the one thing he does got. He's a fucking prick, but he can do shit.
Cram monster. And I'm fresh on my cram.
I feel
plus
like you're
one.
Trying to make your character out to be a real big douchebag, but useful.
Dude, he loves people too much.
It's everyone's dream as a character.
I think his cram addiction is going to really show, like...
Dude, he's a wasp.
15 hours into the game, right. He's going to be like...
Code slinger.
He's just going to pass out.
Yeah, he's gonna be like weird shit.
All right, computers 4, Cybertech 3... Electric Warfare 4,
okay.
Cyber Combat Hacking 4.
Hacking.
Hacking and Software 2.
What's your,
and a 4 and fucking...
Roll 8 dice.
Did you already do your initiative?
Yeah.
No, this isn't...
Have to do initiative.
This is pre-combat.
Okay, I got you. Oh,
one
you do that
dice.
During combat is when you do initiative?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I'm getting it now. It's all
or,
starting.
Like, if you hack... Or, like, if you get into an actual system, like, so if you would act like a big corporation,
yeah.
Then you would take an
initiative to see how well I can do inside.
Yeah, that. Because, yeah, exactly.
I would need both those for 8.
Yep. Big money. Oh, botch.
Two hits.
Too bad you don't fucking threes aren't any good.
I'm legit, though, bro. And this is
thank God for the actual glitch rule.
What's the critical glitch then?
Critical glitch is if you roll more than half of the dice as a glitch and you don't roll any hits. If to get a glitch, you have to roll half of the dice pool as glitches.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's not a glitch?
No. Yeah. It's just that it's only the hits. And the only way ones count is if half of the pool is. Yeah, yeah.
You've decked into their security cameras and you've pretty much.
That was the sound of it.
It's very
my ear.
I'm a very
I'm the worst
I hack
that
with
stuff,
a lot of
they have a security camera behind the bar where you see Mr. Fenris is sitting there enjoying a bowl of trout risotto.
Jesus, who cares?
Why do they serve it in a bowl?
They're weird
assholes.
They serve it with
quit talking about the cuisine.
A Parmesan crisp and
some yuca fries.
Yep.
What kind of waffle fries is it?
Yuca fries. Waffle yuca.
And he's talking to the bartender.
Does she have nice tits?
No, it's a gentleman.
Does he have nice tits?
He have nice tits.
How's his cock?
How big is his dick?
I can't.
Hung like a horse.
Doesn't Can we tell from security
he's not
cameras?
Naked. Footage?
Is he a human?
Yeah, they're both human. Such like a Wayne Fenris response. Actually looks, he's got black hair and a pompadour.
Hey, describing Fenris.
He's got a pompadour?
Yeah. He looks kind of like the Honky Tonk Man.
Oh, okay.
Right. And he's yakking it up with the bartender.
Does he look intoxicated?
No. He looks like he's eating a lot of food. He does have a alcoholic beverage in front of him.
You seem to have a date with him?
Nope. He's just sitting there.
Can I hear?
He seems like he knows the bartender pretty well.
Can I hear through the camera?
They have no microphones.
Okay. So I can see. Okay. Through one camera, right?
That's just through the back of the bar camera. You also see the camera to the in the kitchen.
Okay.
There's one above the back door to the alley through the kitchen. The kitchen, this is a typical, it's a large kitchen.
That's fine. I'm not asking that question.
You have a camera back in the kitchen that you can see.
Three cameras.
You've got a camera in all corners where you see Silverhawk and Larry.
Okay, I want to put 50% of my attention on the camera facing outside the building from the back of the restaurant.
And there's also, you also get a shot of the office.
Ooh, which probably has
where there's a gentleman sitting back there looking very stylish.
Okay, I want to keep 40% of my attention on the outside camera. In the back. I want to put 10%.
And there's also a camera out to the street here. In street here. So you got
the parking lot.
Back in the parking lot too. I'm sorry. You're pretty much on every side of the building. You've got I'm
going to equally spread my attention across all cameras at all times.
You can handle it. Yeah, I mean, that's how...
I'm a co-slinger, bro.
So you're in there. So you see Mr. Fenris, and he's in the middle of his entree.
I'm gonna look up his
what is he eating
and raise it by 10,000.
He's eating that risotto.
I want to make his credit card decline.
Well, he hasn't.
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys just sitting there eating?
No, okay.
So he's thrown out of the restaurant, right into the car.
All right, now, so as he's been doing this, I got out of the car, out of my shotgun seat, and I'm walking through the side door up to the bar. I walk up to the bar and I say, "Hey, sir, may I please have a double
rusty nail
and a plate full of your finest yams?"
"I'm sorry, we have a dress code here, sir. Get out, please.
I have a night errands. Line coat on."
No tie. No pompadour.
What do I need to be wearing?
I'm glad he's not wearing his armor.
Let me make it a little more clear to you, sir.
Oh, jeez.
You're a troll. We don't serve trolls. Please leave.
That's got personal. And I look at this in the car and go, "Ooh, burn."
No offense. Sir, no offense. I don't have a problem with you, but it's kind of our company policy, and we're getting ready to close. We don't have enough food to serve you.
Are you getting ready to close down forever?
The night. These are our last customers.
Okay, give me a shot of Rusty Nail, and then I'll head on out. Here's 10 million. Throw it on the table. Hook a brother up, and then I'm heading out. I'll roll out. Okay, that's fine with me. All
right. Here's a Rusty Nail.
Roll for initiative.
I'm gonna roll to see how hard this shot hits me. How strong he made it.
He didn't make it very strong.
It's watered down.
I take a shot of this watered down rusty nail and I put it back down on the table and stare at it.
There is a reason he said they don't serve trolls. He wasn't saying it demeaning towards you.
I took it the wrong way.
Don't have the stuff to serve trolls. They have stuff to serve.
Yeah, I know, but I took it the wrong way, and I'm like upset because the shot wasn't very good, and I take it, I stare at him, look at him for a few seconds, I just walk out the side door, and just stand there,
smoke a cigarette.
And yeah.
Smoke a cigar. Is a cigar.
Through my subvocal mic, I say, he got denied. He's hammered.
And that's, yeah. So I'm just waiting outside, like, 5 feet away from the door, just kind of hanging out.
Should have made the reservations, bro.
No, threw me in.
Okay, so you walked in. He's still observing on the camera.
You're clear.
You see the bartender kind of shaking his head and looking at Wayne, who's kind of shrugged his shoulders. Like, what are you going to do?
Fucking trolls, huh?
These guys walking like they own the place.
I like this guy.
So what are you guys doing? You guys, you see the troll walk in.
I'm just kind of sitting there. I'm not quite sure what Larry O'Neill's doing because I stopped paying attention to him like 5 minutes ago.
He's pretty confused. But, immediately.
I have been, out of the corner of my eye, kind of eavesdropping on this whole little altercation at the bar. Because this motherfucking troll looks like a big old thug.
Mm-hmm. I was sitting there looking at the troll walk in, and he was talking to the bartender. He ordered a rusty nail, and I was like, you know, I can respect that. You know, that's a good drink. You didn't quite nearly get enough. It was a 900-pound troll.
And I zoom in on the deconstructed
country fried
steak and go, that does not look appetizing. I'm crammed out.
So these guys can hear Wayne talking to, he goes, hey, Mark, man, this new product we're going to unleash, it's going to be hot, baby. I'm going to get a promotion, going to have a nice office. He's like, oh, that's really good for you, Wayne, really happy for you. And he's like, yeah, I'm so glad you guys are doing good at the wet restaurant. Wesley really put his heart and soul into this place. Oh, man, I'm such a fan of you guys. I love this place.
I can't hear any of this.
Yeah.
No idea.
You're watching him say it.
I'm only reading lips.
And Mark says, I appreciate that, man. This is so much better than when I was working for a corpse, driving around, rigging around in the desert.
I think he called the black elf the rigger ward. I don't know. I'm never good reading lips.
Rigger, please. So Mark talks about that. They and Larry and Silverhawk hear that. Akeon, what are you doing?
I'm with this dude sitting at a dinner table.
Him and R are walking in.
Rioma and Akeon are getting ready to walk into the restaurant to dine.
Yep.
Okay, so you guys are walking into the bar.
They're going to this one.
Oh, you're walking in towards the entrance, and there is a maitre
d'. You're all cut.
There is a maitre d' there. A lovely lass. Her name's Amy. Spelled with two E's.
Sexual.
She's a very sensuous platinum blonde girl. She's fresh out of corporate academy. Doing a little work to help pay off her student loans, which are through the roof now due to the current administration.
Can I make any suggestions? Through my rigging ability,
your sub-over.
So yeah, you can talk on their con links.
Why don't you throw her an extra 20 and maybe get a close seat to fucking Fairness?
Fairness is sitting up at the bar. There's empty stools right next to him.
There's a kid table right next to Fenris. Don't worry, the troll's all right. He's got your six.
Yeah, we'll get a table close.
There is a three top right about 5 feet from the back of Fenris.
It's in an arm's length.
Yes, you reach out and touch his finely...
Sit there. The bartender's name's Mark.
...cut suit. He's a middle manager type. He ain't like rolling around with a black MX car. He's
throw like, Amy a 20.
You're suggesting this over to Comlink, to Akeon and Rioma.
Akeon can feel it in his bones.
Now, Rioma is dressed kind of like a bum.
What? Akeon.
Akeon, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we know that.
Dressed stylishly.
Fucking dare you.
Tell him you're an artist and it's chic. It's called Derelique.
Derelique.
All right, so Rioma and Akeon approach Amy. And he says, hi.
Two E's.
Dose.
We're getting ready to shut down the kitchen, but drinks are available. Where would you like to sit?
We'll just go sit at the bar. bar, that's right. There's two seats at the bar or just one?
There's two seats, yeah.
You dickhead.
Yeah. There's about five, there's, it's about a six bar.
Here's the lighter.
A six stool bar. Fenris is sitting at the one stool closest to the other set of doors, but they're still a good 10 feet or 15 feet from the door.
Okay. Yeah, we'll go sit at the bar.
So, Ryoma and Akion, when they head on, mosey on over to the bar. Amy hands you some cocktail menu.
They walk by Larry and
Silver. I think the Black Elf's talking about a pair.
I'm just talking out my ass. I'm just trying to tell stories and entertain this young fellow so he doesn't kick me off the table.
I said that through my subvocal mic.
I'm assuming both Silverhawk and Larry have cell phones.
Yes,
time when pretty much the exact same time Ryoma and Akion walk by you, you get a text from the number you don't know. And it says, if you would like to
make $10,000,
make $10,000, would you allow, would you
get in on
watch these two gentlemen that walked in behind in front of you and make sure they get that gentleman out and safely to the safe house? You get this text, you read it, you kind of know what's going on now. So you guys have been filled in.
So wait, you both heard your phone or your comm link?
They both checked their
at the same time.
They checked their.
They don't. That mean not necessarily. I want to put some naked boobies on their phone,
and also a picture of naked boobies underneath the.
Yeah, the original.
And Mr. Johnson also sends Gibson a electronic message and says, those two gentlemen I've contacted are your backup.
All right. Through my subvocal mic, I tell Sugarillo and Akion, friendlies, the big black elf and the twinkish Indian. He's long.
Thank God, I was a little worried about the big black bastard.
Mm-hmm. Me too. He's talking about pears and stuff. And he's I don't know what's going on. I don't know why he likes pears. I haven't had one in years. It's not my first choice of fruit.
I used to work on a pear farm.
I don't know why he rides a pear around. This guy's tripping balls.
Coincidentally, I had a pear today, but I don't care to comment on it. Let him talk.
The one guy seems confused. I can't read lips very well. Pear, watch out for pears.
Right.
All right.
Ready for pears.
Over and out. Loaded for pear.
All right, so we're sitting down at the bar, right?
Yes, you're sitting at the bar. Mark takes a look at you, Ryoma, and he gives you a nod. He takes a look at Akia and kind of like sneers at him a little bit. This guy's a well-dressed bartender. This is kind of a classy place.
Tell him,
he looks like a former rough and ready type, this Mark guy. Wayne kind of gives you guys a nod. And
I see a sign that says Pompadours Only beyond this point.
I asked the bartender for a Glengooley 12-year neat, and my friend here will have a water.
So Akion pours Akion some water, and he's like, what's with these guys drinking water tonight? Indian guy over there drinking water. If you guys don't have money, why the hell do you come in here?
I got money. This guy said he was buying for me. He just ordered me a fucking water.
Fuck off, man. I'm waiting.
Here's your Glengarry, whatever. that'll be 28 million. This stuff is expensive.
Deal.
I want that back on your account.
I want that trout dish.
Yeah, it's closed.
Oh, then I'm good.
Only for trolls though, right?
Diet Coke.
I was just kidding about the water. You can get a drink.
I get you a soy Coke. I don't have any diet.
Soy Coke's nice. I don't drink liquor though.
All right,
Here you go.
Gay.
That'll be 2 million.
Ching.
There you go.
That's what he says when he picks up his cred stick.
So what are you fellas up to tonight?
Well, we're actually here looking for a guy named Fenris, you know?
So, Fenris looks over at you, Ryoma. He's just standing right there.
He's staring at you.
He's sitting at the bar right next to you.
I know.
Okay.
I was aware of that.
Interesting strategy.
Buy him a
you
drink.
Have to kidnap him.
What
right?
A phase. Just have to
buy him a drink.
Sub vocal mic.
Yeah. I thought when we do that, we assume we're talking to
you. You were talking to the bartender, though.
Yeah. No. I'm talking out loud.
I'm assuming Ryoma has this something. In charge.
He has a plan or something.
Okay.
Not much of one.
I notice he's sweating a lot.
I'm waiting for instructions, or am I supposed to just keep going?
Go!
No, you're,
Run! Oh, God.
Fenris, looks over, he goes, I'm Wayne Fenris.
Oh, nice to meet you. My name's Sugar.
Oh, hey, Sugar. Why are you looking for me?
Can
I send a
text?
No. Sorry.
We had a contact, at Mitsuhama. Told, our Mr. Johnson, if you will.
Said blowing that, it.
What?
Huh?
What are you talking about? Mr. Johnson? What?
Ralph, grab him!
Oh, I yell God. Out of the car. Yeah, I'm still inside. Or outside.
I get out of the car and start making my way to the building.
Oh.
Wait.
I'm the wild card.
Hang on, hang
on. Well, Ryoma...
I was going to say, he's in trouble. You're in trouble, sir. There's people looking for you because of the project that you want to finish. I don't know anything about the project.
Ryoma... Alright, well, Fenris gets up and starts running out of the restaurant.
Okay. Through which door?
He's running out the doors right behind him.
And you already yelled out the car?
Ralph, get him.
Yeah.
Ralph is outside.
No, I know.
I yelled.
Danny already yelled at me.
I yelled at him to go in there and get him.
Gibson. So I've started around the corner.
Well, that play didn't
work
out very well.
No, when you told him everything about everything, it didn't work out fucking good.
That's how so, I would have done it.
I'm gonna.
You just barely got a situation.
I'm gonna like round that corner and kind of just be ready to rock and roll. Like I'm in an athletic stance, rounding that corner.
He's aware. I did warn him. We got to work on when I can tell people shit.
I think. Sugarito might need to work on his subtleness when he's,
stuck. Hey, Mr. Johnson's also kidnapped you.
So, hey, Mark, do you know anything about this guy, Fenris, that, we're trying to kidnap? Oh.
We're supposed to protect him.
Well, you didn't bring it up.
No, actually, you're supposed to abduct him.
Yeah, no, we have no idea what we're
supposed
to do.
He was trying to say that he wanted to protect him.
But as he was saying that, you said Mr. Johnson,
you
obviously.
You spooked him out a lot.
Yeah.
Well, that guy is trying to kill me, wants to protect me now. Maybe him and Johnson have a past.
Everyone's called Mr. Johnson.
Mr.
Johnson. Every dealer is called
it's Mr. Dr. Alcom.
That was my point. Sorry, I didn't have a
good well, your shoddy Japanese will not get you out of this predicament, leader. Okay. No. Is that where we end the story for tonight?
No.
I'm probably going to end the story for tonight.
No, you guys get a chance here. You might be able to...
All right, so...
Yeah, we have a chance. He's going to get him.
Did Matt tackle?
Matt's got
a
huge lift to carry.
Hold on, the guy's running out.
Yeah, but lift and carry is like what? I roll like 20.
Fenris isn't a fucking super... Oh, maybe he is.
Why don't I do a stun ball at him?
He's running out of the building. He's leaving voluntarily.
Stun ball's not a bad idea, but let's just let Ralph wrap him up.
I can knock him out.
He's...
Take it easy. You wouldn't know, though, so I mean, if you...
No, I got the things are going to happen now. The ball has been pushed.
Yeah,
I'm
saying.
Pull the trigger kind of guy when it comes to making things happen. I'm a charismatic gentleman. I'm just like, let's do this thing.
Are you going to... Well, if you're going to do it.
And I saw what was happening.
If you're going to do it, do it.
I'm jumping out of the car.
Yeah, you're running towards the building.
Because he's going towards nobody, right?
No!
And
you're standing it behind the door?
I'm standing like over he's here. And
Gibson, you're still in the system.
Yeah, actually, so you probably can't.
Yeah.
You're probably still in the back seat, just laying out.
No, I'm in the front seat.
Or, no.
With the driving gloves on.
Oh, yeah, because you moved. Whenever. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Warmed up the car.
No, we got it.
You know what? Yeah, I'm not going to put this thing on.
Somehow we got disconnected from Sugar Rio. And then Michael Jackson started playing. I'm down with that.
10:30. Let's guys roll your initiative real quick.
Good
two die?
One.
I guess this
one's
right.
Six. Hello?
11.
Eight. What happened?
I have no idea.
That was weird.
Sorry.
Alright, everybody roll initiative.
Oh, everyone gets 1d6 plus whatever your initiative stat is. That was in the final presentation. Huh? Nice.
Shit.
What final?
Three.
Probably. Or no, you're 11, right?
Yeah. Silverhawk, Ralph, Rioma.
So wait, do Matt tackle him or is everyone?
No, you gotta roll initiative.
I'll kill this guy.
I got a 15.
What did you get, Silverhawk?
What'd
you get, Rioma?
Yeah, 1 second.
11.
Oh, fuck.
Do the doors to this place automatically lock?
Hmm?
Is he already out of the building?
No. He's still in the system, and he's...
No, right. Is the guy out of the building? He's in, like...
No, he hasn't. He's gotten up. And is running towards the exit.
But I told
out this way.
The side exit, right?
You know what kind of car he has, and it's in the parking lot. So he's going to have to run by your car.
Which was Ralph? Where's Ralph?
Ralph is back at the car.
Oh. But he is a blitz player. He can catch him.
Yeah, this guy will. I'm not going to tell you which way he's running.
Okay, that's fine.
So whatever you roll on the
D6. You're going to have to figure that out. But Matt's got good initiative, so I like his chances. I'm going to make Tempura chicken
fly out. I got a 12 on that.
12.
Okay. Yeah, so you always get that 7.
Sure.
And then also with initiative, a big thing that's like a really big good mod for a character is like combat reflexes, or wired reflexes is what it's called.
Yeah, that's what I have.
And that makes it so it, like, oh, you have that?
Yeah. I have wired reflexes. What does that do?
Booster, you get to roll 2.
It makes
dice.
It so you roll an extra d6 when you do your initiative.
Oh, well. I wish you'd drag it. Roll. Okay.
Well, no, I didn't know you had it. You gotta fucking tell me.
I didn't know what it does, though. I don't get that extra dice. I don't get that extra dice. Not this time. I didn't call it.
He didn't utilize his wide reflexes.
I'm hacked. Yeah, distracted.
He's just chilling anyway. Actually, yeah, that's true. Anyway, you would roll a defend initiative anyway, because you probably wouldn't actually even be technically involved.
Yeah.
You're already matrixed.
Yeah. So I'm making moves.
Man, these guys are rolling. These guys are the shits.
How many guys are there? We don't know yet,
dude. Just fucking Lee Chen, the line.
Well, no, you see, there's a guy in the office.
I see him. There's... I haven't told him that.
Well, no.
They don't know anything.
Okay. Well, then I'll tell you.
Yeah, okay. I'm not. You don't need to tell me right now, though. You can tell me when it's pertinent. When I ask.
Yeah, fine. I'll wait.
Yeah, all you see at the bar, Rioma, is you see the bartender, you see Amy, the maitre d'.
You see the guy freaking out, running.
This guy freaking and running. And,
smooth sugar Rio.
Now,
your balls busted for this.
As all this is kind of happening, I kind of, you know, sense something going down, and I stand up back there and kind of get ready for shit to hit the fan.
I see my seat, and I see that he gets up, and I saw that he got the text message the same time I did. And I just sit there and survey
the
landscape, trying to figure out what the text is about and who it's talking about.
And I basically just went, Ralph, get in! Dun, dun, dun.
And so I'm starting to round the corner.
You're at the car.
No, so I'm Ralph, right you're...
Oh, that's not...
So you're at the corner.
Okay.
No, I'm, yeah, I'm at the corner of the building.
So you're standing right here?
Yeah, and I was starting to, like, round the corner. Right. And see. So I was, like, pretty much squaring up in an athletic stance going towards the building.
Planning to tackle him? Is that your goal?
No, I was that's a good running... In, I was about to run into the building, basically.
So Ralph, like, Ralph, here's the commotion. You're starting to head towards the building. Silverhawk, what are you going to do? You see...
I'm going to run out the front door to try and catch him as he comes around the corner.
All right, so Silverhawk's heading this way. You get to about the right to the door.
Yeah.
You're dining and dashing.
No, he's an X. He's out the door.
Achaon.
Dining and dashing over my water.
What are you going to do?
Finish your water. How about those yams?
Oh, they wouldn't.
I'm running to the motorcycle immediately.
Well, are you chasing after?
I'm not chasing because
that guy's on. Running. That guy's
Wallace,
running out that
you're door. At the bar.
Yep.
You were sitting like four places from. He starts running this way.
Yep.
So, where are you going? Motorcycle is parked over
right
here.
Right there, exactly.
So he's running out the same
so
door.
So I can go out the front door.
Front door.
Oh, front door.
Behind Silver.
Front door to the left.
So you're running this way?
I want to hop on the motorcycle.
Okay. So it's you're getting...
You won't make it that far.
You get why? To about...
It's 1 second. You can only move...
It's about
5 seconds.
So you get to about here. You're in the middle of the restaurant. Yeah, you're right where...
Silverhawk was. Right?
Where Larry is sitting. Where Larry...
Tripped.
What are you going to do?
That is so awesome.
Tripping balls over
there. I think I just stop and I say, hey, buddy. Where are you going? What are you doing?
So you turn around in your chair because you're facing out towards.
Because I feel like he's one of the people that I got the text message about. Obviously, he's in the middle of what's happening. He's making a plan. I'm gonna follow
him. Yeah, Larry's in this seat.
Yeah.
So you go, whoa, bud. And I go, whoa, bud. Where are you going?
Whoa, how did that sound? What's going on there, boy?
So you're sitting there.
I see.
So you're sitting there. You're eating your steak. And enjoying it. Gibson, you are absolutely
enjoying your stay.
Gibson,
this burger does a lot of things.
I carry it with me if I leave, though. That's just clear.
Oh, but he's got
it. One hand. Anyway.
So, Gibson, you are hacked into the surveillance cameras. You are in the back seat of the car.
This seems like a good hit. Time for a hit of cram.
Okay, so you just stop and do some cram?
No, yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Just a little cram. We don't need,
lot.
We don't need any
bump.
More surveillance.
Yeah, it's a quick bump. You know?
I already fucking made moves.
Trying to stay level.
How much cram has left after?
Trying to get rowdy.
He had two large lines.
He had an eight ball.
It's about, for his habit, it's about 3 days worth of drugs.
He's had it for like 10
minutes.
I'm going
to do it in a day and a half.
I mean, is he lining it up or is he just like putting it on his fist?
I don't know.
He's going to take a quick bump.
That's up to him.
Yeah, key bump, for sure.
You want to do all of it?
Fair enough.
Two.
Yeah,
two key bumps. So he's probably got about 2 grams left.
So okay. He's jacked up. Okay, so.
No, we're doing math on this.
So what are you doing? Are you just sitting in the back seat?
No, I'm in the driver's seat.
Yeah,
you're in the driver's seat now.
Yeah, I was in the driving gloves on, doing cram.
Sugar Rio told him to keep the car warm.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So you immediately.
And I do not want to be in this position. I don't want to drive.
So you started jacking. You're jacking.
Yeah,
and I
unhook myself from the matrix.
Out. All right, you
move
jack
to the
out.
Passenger seat.
I jack out.
You're jacking out.
Jacking out.
Yeah. Hard.
So, things are going to have to be, I might have to drive.
Ryoma, what are you doing?
Fair enough.
Fucking putting your hands in your face?
Yeah.
Chasing. I mean, that's really.
I'll do it. Oh!
He's crying.
It's alright. Hey.
No, I'm gonna.
It's a learning experience. I would like a good manga.
I will,
It's set up rather nicely for you, actually.
Write up all my speeches. I'm happy the way this one works out. But,
get off your chair and just watch him.
No, I'm gonna scan to see what everybody else in the restaurant's doing. That's my first free action.
Alright,
visually scan?
Perception.
Roll your perception.
I have, visual enhancements, so I should get plus due to all
huge tit eyes.
Roll it.
let's see. Shit, I'm shitting myself. Make my perception.
Get your character sheet ready, bro.
Perception's 3. I don't have a printer. Goddamn, what you
so 3 about? Plus 2. Five dice.
Five dice. Enter. Death roll. One hit. Two glitches.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Two ones. It's not quite half.
Yeah.
4-1-1-5-4.
You see, Amy kind of just free, like, has a shocked look on her face. You see, Mark looks like he's getting ready to do something. He's staring right at you.
He's right at your fucking beady eyes.
You're looking, staring you down.
Whoa.
As you're just kind of like,
So Wayne.
Wing?
He just keeps running right out the front door.
The front side.
Okay, I'm done.
Wait,
for that.
What about anybody else in the restaurant?
That's it.
No, I'm done.
Just
oh yeah, he's in the car.
So
you put yourself in good situations to leave.
I guess I'll just
don't tell me I'm not done. I am done.
You're not done. What's that?
I'll start to run after him.
All right, so you start running after him. Roll your agility plus your reaction.
Is that running?
No, it's agility plus reaction.
Oh, that's very specific.
Oh, you have a running skill, though, too.
Yeah, that's not going to apply here.
I was going for it.
Four hits, no ones.
All right.
What was your favorite part about character generation? Wait, you're done. You actually made a character. You're actually done with your character right now, pretty much.
Yeah,
I mean,
pretty much.
You have a few things, like maybe a few contacts to do and whatnot, but you've finished your character.
Yeah, I mean, I have my contact done, I think.
Silverhawk.
Alright, yeah. Ryoma, you catch up to Wayne, right at the front door.
Side door,
whatever.
I'm sorry.
I'm whispering in his ear, I see you.
What?
His ear, I see you. No, I'm kidding. I don't care. Alright, what happens then?
Well, that's up to you. What are you going to do to him?
You caught up to him, basically.
Can I definitely trip him? Wait, are we outside? Are we still
inside? No, you guys are going to be about 3 feet from the front door.
I'm going to trip him.
All right, you trip him. You try and trip him, and he just kind of pushes you off. So he breaks contact with you.
Oh, now it's personal.
Honestly, when you tried to trip him, he floated in the air.
He pretty much air Jordan you. He kind of like stiff-armed you and took you by surprise. So he kind of bumped you back. So you're standing there by the side door. Let's see.
He was like, bitch, please.
Slack drug. Slanty
eye. He's like, I'm Wayne Fenris, motherfucker. You think you're going to trip me, motherfucker?
Is it still my turn? Am I done?
Yeah, you're done. So Mark, the bartender, screams at you. He says, hey! Leave him alone!
Duly noted.
Okay.
Okay.
I slipped. I didn't mean to.
And Mark also. You guys, And Gibson over to Comlink announces to everybody, he says Mark's pulling a gun.
Mark?
Yeah. So Mark,
does that include me? Am I involved in this?
Yeah, everyone.
Yeah, everyone has a Comlink. You get a text or whatever. Okay. Right? So he says Mark's pulling.
Mark's the bartender?
Mark's the bartender. He pulls a gun.
And he's looking at Sugaria.
Wayne makes it out the front door and. Side door, dude, you are busting my balls.
I'm
considering this the front door, because the side door is over here. This is the door where they're all dealing with, or whatever. Yeah, it's right over here.
Okay, I'm just.
Here, I'm sorry. This is the door he's running.
So going out the east side.
His car's back here. You're here.
Yeah, I know.
So he runs out pretty much right into you. Also, Gibson announces to you guys that he sees the he sees the guy in the office doing some stuff with his hands.
Okay. Shit, he's doing something serious.
That doesn't matter anymore, right?
So as...
Hello?
You guys notice this... You see Gibson screaming over the intercom or your comlinks. Hey, this guy in the office, he's doing some stuff with his hands. As he says that, you notice from back behind the bar in the sinks, there comes like a sea creature made out of, like a snake made out of water emerging from the back of the bar sink.
Yeah.
That's like a water elemental.
Most overqualified dishwasher ever.
So he conjured that up.
Sugario has. He looks over and makes the wittiest pun he could think of immediately. Over to Comlink.
So he has summoned a water elemental, which is looking menacingly at all of you. Ralph, it is your turn, and you are face to face with Mr. Fenris as he ran out the door and sees you standing there.
I'm going to bear hug him and walk him to the trunk of the car.
Or
as, like, you know, do as much as I can in that situation. That's a simple
action. Why don't you roll your. Let me see your sheet here. I roll 9 dice. I'm gonna go on one more of this.
Oh yeah, go ahead, dude. Don't even have to ask.
Two hits, is it?
Yeah, two hits. Why did I only get 9 dice?
Because it was your agility plus your reaction.
So you're a slow motherfucking troll.
Yeah, I just thought it was gonna be strength.
Why'd that be strength? That wouldn't be a strength.
Well, it's a hold them.
Well, you gotta grab them first.
Yeah. No, I agree. I was just wondering.
No, that's cool.
Damn! I was like, hurrah! I need to fucking
so get better at that. Ralph, you kind of you swipe your arm at Wayne, and he kind of just ducks under it.
This guy is agile as a motherfucker.
Shit. So he's stumbling. He
just avoided a trip, and then, like, avoided a huge troll trying to grab him.
Yeah. He's not exactly out of the woods. He's still pretty much within arm's length, but you swiped at him and he managed to duck under it, which is understandable. He's about 5'7", you're 10 foot tall.
Yeah.
So you kind of...
I'm going to keep
track. So Silverhawk, what are you going to do?
Hearing the commotion of a 900-pound troll kind of stomping around to the side, I kind of round the bend and see him miss.
So you were going out the front door. Where are you headed at once you get out the front
that
door?
That way.
So you're running out this way.
Yep.
You are within line of sight of this door.
Yeah.
So you see...
you try to grab Fenris. Good old Ralph.
You're looking at him. You're about, a good 30 feet from him.
All right.
So that's where you're at.
Yep.
Okay. Akeon, what are you doing?
I see Mark with the gun, right?
No, actually, you're running away. But he does. You're hearing shouts of he's got a gun, and you hear him shout real quick that guy in the office is doing shit with his hands. And then that water spirit has just emerged behind you. You haven't turned around to see any of that.
He's heading towards the door to go.
The light things again. Actually, I'm going to turn off the whole power of the building. I'm going to attempt to turn the whole power off of the building. Like, so I'm going to try to break the light.
Oh, wait, you're inside right now,
I'm
right?
Inside, yeah.
You're in the building, you are running.
And I can sense where all that shit is.
You and Larry are pretty much the only ones inside the... Or actually, you and Larry are the
I'm
ones
way inside the building. Like, I'm like...
Right he's in the middle of the building. Rioma's still in the building, right by the front door.
Oh, yeah, Rioma too, yeah.
So I just got to hit all the power, the whole power grid of the building. I'm going to turn all that shit off. It's the only thing I can do. What do you need to know?
Well, I don't have
any
push on there.
But yeah, Gibson's now going to have, no access to the building. Keep that in mind, too.
You turn the power off.
Yeah, Gibson's still jacked in.
Gibson's just surveilling.
Why? We're trying to get out of the building.
He's reconning to us.
We're trying to get out of the building anyway. Was it going to lock all up?
Okay. No, I mean, he's just keeping an eye on things just because.
That's fine.
It's like when he was eating marshmallows in the first mission.
Yeah, I know. It's not like he's going to come out and do anything right now, so. I think knocking out all the power would not only turn out the lights, it would turn out...
Roll six dice.
Six dice? That's not very many. I need a good fat fucking roll here, boys. Give me that purple one. It's already on six. I'm sort of feeling it. That's my boy. Two hits. Nothing happens.
Yeah. Two hit. See, there's in Shadowrun there's threshold tests, and so basically the DM picks what difficulty a test is, and then he decides how many hits are required to pass the test. Yeah. So
You gain access to the system, but you're not able to shut all the power off right away.
I don't know, are we?
No, not yet.
I'll keep going.
I'm gonna give it a couple more minutes, and then I have to shut it down. So you gain access, but you haven't turned off any of the lights, and you see Gibson's...
water creature?
Persona. No, Gibson's persona is in the Matrix with you. He's kind of looking at you like, what the fuck are you doing?
Actually, how? Because he totally checked out of the Matrix before.
No, he did check out. So you're in there. But the power hasn't shut off yet. You still have to find that node. So you're looking for that. There's no real security on the system.
Okay.
Larry, your turn.
I'm going to decide to do an increased attribute on Matt's agility.
Ralph's agility.
Wait. I don't know if I can.
Rocket Ralph. Mind.
You can see them through the glass windows.
I have to touch him. Never mind. I can't do that.
Okay. You're still sitting at the table with your fork and knife in hand.
I'm seeing them fold around me. I've been eating the whole time, thinking, just eating.
It's like, I am loving this steak.
Steak. I'm not eating this with a fork and knife. I am eating it with my hands.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
Just God, shoving it in the gravy. I'm 7 feet tall, man. I got big hands, and I'm just doing it.
He's enjoying it.
Okay, and I look around. I see this snake come up there. I had just tried to talk to Akion over here.
Akion? I'm in the middle of running out of the fucking restaurant.
I know, but I tried to stop you to figure out what was going on because I realized you were in the middle of it. And so I figured to myself, I better start battling the snake. I'm going to do a whole mana bolt here.
You see the snake?
Yeah, the snake popped out, like, behind the bar.
Okay, by the bar.
I'm sitting there.
In, like, the sink.
Hi, Mark!
And I'm looking over there, and I'm like, holy shit. And I just got that text message, so I was like, you know what? I'm going to protect these guys, obviously. That's
You're on edge.
I was going
to
do it.
My gut instincts tell me to fight this creature, not
I pull the trigger,
guys.
And I do a mana bolt at level 3.
Right.
Which has a mana drain of F minus 3. I roll 3, right?
Yep.
Or plus my 5?
Yeah, plus your magic.
Which is 5, I think.
That should be 6.
Yeah, probably 6. That's
right, it is 6.
Are you, yeah. Mine's 6, so yours has got to be 6.
So it's 9 altogether? 6?
Yeah, 6 is 6. 6 is 9.
I had to think, yo.
Not one hit.
Oh, shit. 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Didn't glitch, just didn't do anything.
Oh, that could have been awesome.
With your shaky hands, you try and cast the
I need to find some pokey. Pokey.
And you...
yeah, you are fucking Jones and...
you... And while you're... Whoa. And you're so excited, you kind of kick back your chair and you fall on your back. So you're sitting there, you're laying there with your head towards this door.
Sure was some good steak,
on
though.
Laying there. You're not choking on the steak. I could, if you'd got a critical.
Do you still have the steak in your hand, or did you drop the steak?
The steak is still in your hand.
Good.
Surprisingly.
You probably botched the spell.
You botched it.
You didn't even drop the steak when you were about to cast the spell. That was the problem.
So Gibson is Gibson's looking at you guys, and he's just still sitting in the car. He's watching Ralph swiping at Big Wayne. So
he's jumped back in the back seat.
So Gibson is we're just gonna play that he's sitting there because we're not even gonna.
Because he like ran out of the car and then he yelled at Ralph and then I'm assuming he just like pretty much like ran out of the car, yelled at Ralph and then just straight up like hockey stopped and rolled right back to the back seat.
Yeah, he's kind of like I'm pissed off with the
ride. You
Sorry, I did too much crap. Go to sleep.
Rioma, what are you doing? You're at the front door. You're looking out the window and you're about after you open that door, you're about 5 feet from Wayne and Ralph.
Our fearless leader needs some redemption here.
They're still like right. That's not gonna happen. They're still like right next to each other.
Yeah. He just ducked them. He didn't. So right. Wait, Ralph wasn't able to grab him.
Okay. I guess I can probably try and run up and get him again. I'll try and tackle him this time.
Okay. Roll your agility plus your agility plus reaction.
Four hits.
Nice.
Yep.
All right, so you, Rioma, you managed to tackle Wayne.
freeze, motherfucker.
You don't go down with him. You kind of just run up and bum rush him and knock Wayne to the ground.
So he's standing there in front. He's laying on the ground.
Redemption, right, bitch.
That right in front of Ralph and you. All right, I think on that note, we're going to shut her down for the evening. This has been the second edition of the Shadowrun Podcast.
Wait, let's get a... Can we get a quick recap where everyone is?
Quick recap.
I'm on my ass.
Ralph is standing by the side door with Rioma, who has just bum-rushed Wayne from behind and knocked him over.
Venerous.
Bum-rushed him from behind.
Yes. Silverhawk is standing at the corner of the restaurant.
Rounding the building at us.
Observing the events. Larry O'Neill's laying on his ass in the dining room, steak in hand. Gibson is in the back seat of the car. The mage is, or whoever, is still back in the office.
Oh, yeah.
That a water elemental spirit has emerged from the bar sinks. And Big Mark the bartender is pulling out a Colt Manhunter pistol. And... You may have complicated your abduction. I don't know. We will find out soon. So, for Acheon, for Silverhawk, for Ralph, for Gibson, for Larry O'Neill, for Rioma, this is Rudy signing off.
Checking out.
Hustle on, hustlers.